welcome everyone to another episode of the Minnesota Swim and Vibecast. I am your host, Mark Seguin, and I am pleased to be joined today with Gunnar George from the mighty Stockbridge Wolverines. Welcome, Gunnar. Excellent.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, welcome. Tell everyone a little bit about your swimming history, your background, and let's start with that, because being from up north, I'm sure a lot of people in the Twin Cities aren't familiar with you.
Yeah, I started when I was like 10 years old, like fourth grade. I was a little shark swim for our school. I originally joined because I was fat, and my sister said it would be good to, it would be a good way to like lose weight. So,
and look at you now.
And then, and then started taking it more serious around seventh grade when I was on the varsity, practice with varsity, and No, up here. I started in Eveleth, for Eveleth Gilbert, and I swam in like that 20-yard pool, the oldest pool in Minnesota, for a really long time, most of my career.
That's crazy.
So long course for you was 25 yards.
Yeah. Yeah, it was totally different going to a meet and you're at a different size pool.
That's crazy. Do you do any swimming outside of the high school year?
No, I don't. We don't have any clubs up here. So
yeah.
The nearest club is in Duluth. So I'd have to go like an hour.
Yeah, that's a lot of driving just to swim.
We have like summer swim programs around. Sabi East has one, and we have one at our pool now. And so I did that. It's like 2 months in the summer. So it's really not, it's pretty far away from our season either way.
So do you play other sports then during the school year?
Oh, I've done a lot. I play baseball right now. I ran cross country to get in shape for swimming. And then I used to play football before I ran cross country, but I got injured.
Okay.
So I actually missed my sophomore year swim season. I had a shoulder surgery from that.
And oh my.
I did track when I was out. Yeah.
Man.
I've played a lot of sports. I've been around.
Do you think there's a benefit to doing that in high school opposed to just dedicating to one sport?
Well, it keeps you from burnout. At the end of swim season, you definitely get burnt out.
Yeah, it gets to be a lot.
Baseball is just, it's a fun way to recover from that.
What position do you play?
But yeah, I guess I'm a catcher. Oh.
You're going to end up with bad shoulders and bad knees.
Yeah, my knees are feeling it.
I bet. What are some of your favorite memories from swimming through your high school career?
The relays with the guys. My freshman year, those relays, we three-peated for our, when we combined with another school, we joined teams and our relays just got a lot faster. And those relays, it was just so fun to be on that team. We're all competing with each other. Every practice was like balls to the wall. It was tough. And then to get on those relays, it was really fun to get on those relays and race.
Yeah, you guys had 2 years ago had some super legit, especially in the freestyle relays. They were insane.
Yeah, we got fourth and fifth a few years, like 2021, that COVID year. Those relays were awesome to be on.
So I remember that because I think my relay got third that year, just barely out-touched you. Burdell and a Watertown Mayor. Yeah. So, but I remember, like, there's no way we're going to catch those guys. They're so big. And all my guys were like little scrawny runts.
Yeah. That's another thing. Like down at the state meet, everybody is so tall.
I know.
And my team, my team is not the tallest.
Yeah.
I don't think we had probably have one guy.
Oh my God. How big's your team?
Yeah. We have right now, last season we had about
Wow,
14
that's not a
kids.
lot. Well,
No.
keep recruiting and setting the stage.
Yeah, it's really hard to get people to join for our school, especially hockey is
Yeah.
so big up here. And well, we don't have a youth swim program, so we have no club, so it's really hard to get kids to join before they've already picked a sport like
I
basketball or
imagine.
hockey.
I imagine. What
And then
are
just
your plans after high
yeah.
school? Not even swimming related, but just in general.
Right now, I want to be a Coast Guard rescue swimmer, so I'm in the process of joining the Coast Guard right
Remind me
now.
to talk to you about that after
I'm
we're
gonna
done with
enjoy
this.
that.
I've got some inside knowledge for you there. Yeah, I'll talk to you.
Oh, tight.
We won't bore the people with my familial history, but that's awesome. Dude, they put in some work. So I went down to Alabama and I did a practice with the rescue swimmers on base. And it's a whole different type of
Really?
swimming. Like I could outswim everybody in the pool,
Yeah.
but when it came to doing the work that they had to do, I'm not even close. Can't do it. So that's awesome. If you could get rid of any event in high school swimming, what would it be?
Hands
Really?
down, the IM.
What
I
don't you
hate
like
the
about the IM?
I hate the IM. It's the breaststrokes are
Yes.
rough
Okay, now
too.
we're talking.
If you're not good at
I
breaststrokes, you're
used
out
to
on the
have to have
team.
like little side
Yeah,
mirrors
you're
when I
out.
swam because I'd be so far ahead after the first 100 to watch people like coming up on me. It's insane. All right,
Yeah.
we can get rid of the IM. I thought breaststroke's usually the one I want to get rid of the most,
Yeah.
but we can do IM. Who are some of the swimmers you've looked up to? Now, you had some great swimmers on your team early in your high school career. Who are some of the people you've looked up to through your swimming career?
Yeah, those my freshman year, those seniors like Andrew Bird, Cam Johnson, Harris and Logan, Leif Sundqvist, all them, Robert Kelson. I've had a lot. And then the Strumble twins from way back. Those guys, I've always wanted to beat their times. I've always wanted to go
Were
over
they,
there.
have they all been
Those
pretty supportive of
are
you?
awesome. Yeah, we still text those seniors, we still text to this day.
That's really
We keep in
cool.
contact. It's fun.
Let's finish up here with a couple easy ones. What would your walk-up song be? Let's say 50 Freestyle, you and Connor Hogan are lining up like this year. What do you get to walk to get into Connor's head?
You can
Yes.
destroy by Metallica. That's an
1
electric walk up. That's why I have
100%.
my
Like a
headphones
few
in.
people have gone a little old school on some of these things and I'm like, I could get back in the water to that. I mean, I wouldn't go anywhere, but I would do it. Seek and Destroy 100% amazing walkout song.
Yeah.
Final question for you. Who do you think would be good to have on the podcast? Give me an outstate swimmer or coach or someone maybe they don't know down in the cities that you're like, this person's super legit. They'd be great to have on and talk some swimming.
I
Joey.
guess a Joey Zeller from
Yeah,
Duluth.
we don't have a
That's
limit on
coming soon.
Zellings. We had
He would be
Ariana
great.
yesterday,
Yeah.
so we'll try to get another Zelling on.
Joey.
I could probably do my
Yeah.
own Zelling side spin-off
Yeah,
show
that'd be
where I
great.
just interview various Zellings for a year. I know. It's
Yeah, there's
kind of
like a lot of
crazy.
them, aren't
Well, very good. I appreciate you taking 10 minutes or so out of your day to chat with
Yeah.
us. About some swimming up north. I'm a huge fan of the Rock Ridge program. A lot of the history in this swimming comes from up north. Look at Chisholm and Virginia and Hibbing. They all have had super great programs throughout the years and really is the birthplace of competitive swimming in the state. So I'm glad you're keeping that tradition going and representing up north. For those of you that don't know, Gunner was second in the 50 free for Class A. I think you're 21 low, 21-0. Was your time? And I think third in the 100
Yeah,
free. I mean,
2101.
in the 100 free, you're going against Henry Webb and Connor Hogan, and then you had Connor again in the 50 free. So it's not like you finished behind some slouches there. Those boys can scoot.
Yeah. No, they were
Yeah, for sure. And also, congratulations on being nominated for Athlete of the Year for Class A. For also those of you guys that don't know that, Gunner is one of the finalists for the Class A Athlete of the Year for the Allstate Banquet. And if that's news to you, I'll talk to your coach about that too. Oh,
awesome.
So for sure. All right. Well, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll get you that information too. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.